Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And before we get underway and continue that conversation with Del Harris, former NBA Coach of the Year, we would absolutely love to hear from you tonight. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And you know what? You need to go and check out our podcast arena, podcastarena.com. You can listen to all of our amazing guests that join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern. And as a reminder, always listen to the show on the go. You just download that Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Well, let's pick up where we left off, visiting with former NBA Coach of the Year, the great Del Harris. He also is the vice president for the Texas Legends, the Dallas Mavericks D-League affiliate. And we're going to get the pulse on the Texas Legends. You know, when you're identifying talent, you're working with them and they're developing, how much of value do you place on analytics? Obviously, that's a pretty hot topic in the NBA. Do you go with your instincts, with what your gut tells you? You've been around the game for 50 years, or are you starting to buy into this trend of analytics?
Well, I was one of the first to be involved with analytics. I've spoken at MIT. I wrote in 1970, and you mentioned I do books. In my first book on basketball, I wrote how we evaluated things on the possession being worth 1 point. In the last 15 years, the analytics people have found out it's worth 1 point. Three or four, but that's with the three-point line. So we were the first in Milwaukee to utilize the Heron reports, the Bilotti reports. I was the first to hire a guy that named Jordan Cohn, who developed the program that has ultimately come known as and as a follow-up and a synergy and so forth. So I've always been in analytics, but I use analytics as a tool, not the tool. You have to have basketball experience and know-how as you evaluate players and game situations. You have to understand what makes things work offensively and defensively. And they still are behind on analytics relative to defense because it's hard to put analytics on decision making, and right. That's where the film work and the coach really has to work with the players to look at games and say, now here was the situation, here's the pass you made, look what could have happened if you had made this pass, or you could have gone all the way, or you should have pulled up earlier. This type of thing, decision making, is vital to really success at its highest in the game. And that's something that comes from experience and from film work.
You know, we talk about analytics. I want to back up just a moment. We were talking about the Texas Legends. First year for one of your former players, Nick Van Exel. Just your thoughts on the job that he is doing so far.
Well, he's doing a great job. I've watched him practice, and he has command of the practice, has the respect of the players. We have a nice young team that they're all new. We don't have any players from last year, so this is a lot different. This is the toughest coaching there is. I've coached junior high, high school, small college, major college, ABA, NBA, FIBA ball around the world with five different national teams and the D-League. I was the oldest NBA affiliated head coach of a team when I was 74 coaching our Legends. And I can tell you, out of all those, the D-League is the hardest to coach because you get a new team, there's no carryover. You basically get a new team every year. And then when you get them going pretty well, adios, coach, I just got called up. And but it's fun, you know. But it is tough, but Nick's doing a good job, and we're happy to have him. And you know, I had him for 4 years at the Lakers, and sometimes tumultuous times with him, but really, those were so minimal, and we won so many games. We averaged 56 or 7 wins. So we couldn't have had a bad relationship. And when I was assistant here, they asked, would it be good if we traded for Nick, who was at Denver at the time? Would he help us or hurt us? And Nellie and Mark Cuban said, it's up to you. If you think he'll help us, we'll do it. If you think he'll hurt us, we won't, because we had a good team. I said, he'll help us. He came, and he did. And we've had a very close friendship ever since. We're really happy to have him.
Well, you mentioned talking about the Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson, Mark Cuban. That's a team that's not had a lot of continuity over the past few years. This was another revamped roster with 8 new players, 3 new starters in Deron Williams, Wesley Matthews, and Zaza Pachulia, but they have certainly exceeded expectations. What have been your takeaways?
Well, they're doing a good job. Unfortunately, they're handicapped by not having as healthy a team as they really need, even though the players are playing, whether Parsons or Matthews or Williams, they're playing. But they're not 100%, and Parsons is still limited on minutes. But they're with Dirk just being incredible Dirk that he is. He's helping hold them together, and they're getting some good help from veterans like Harris and some of the other guys that are coming in and doing a good job. And Zaza's holding him together well.
What do you have, 21 rebounds the other night? I mean, he's been a double-double machine and has really been a pleasant surprise for Rick Carlisle's system.
Well, he's been underrated. He played for my son, Larry, who was general manager of the Bucks at the time, and he played well for Larry, and then Atlanta offered him an amount of money that the owner did not want to pay Zaza, and they had to let him go to Atlanta. And Atlanta, he got buried. He just behind a really good player, Al Horford, but he just didn't get the minutes. Here he's getting the opportunity and the minutes, and he's really making the most of them.
Well, a guy that's getting a lot of minutes too, or starting to come back on board, is JaVale McGee. What's your impressions of him and what he's going to be able to do under the tutelage of Coach Carlisle?
Well, he's going to have to get his mind and attitude straight. He's always had the talent, but he's been self-destructive, and he's, you know, at some point there has to be an epiphany of all the things that it takes for him to maximize his talent. He comes from good bloodlines. His mother was a WNBA player, and he has the talent to really contribute to a solid NBA team. But we'll see if he can turn his career around.
Of course, the name that is synonymous with the Dallas Mavericks is Dirk Nowitzki, and let's brag on him because we were obviously talking about Kobe in the open of our interview tonight, but he is such a beloved NBA superstar. His 18th season in the NBA, and his percentages that he's shooting at over 50%, I mean, it's just been absolutely incredible. What has been the key for his longevity in the NBA?
A number of things. One would be the work ethic to begin with, that he's always kept himself in good shape. But I think more than anything, long about, I don't know, 2004 or 5, along in there, I can't remember the exact year, but I remember the moment that he made a decision about nutrition and about how he was going to take care of his body. You know, coming from Germany, you know, he was into brew, and he and Steve were he and Steve were known to stay out late at night from time to time and that sort of thing early on in the years. And they could do that, you know, but there came a time Dirk realized that if he were going to have the best of his career and extend his career, he would do the things that it would take And he did that. And he's been very disciplined as a person with his working out, with his intake of food and beverage. And it's so I really think that that has contributed as much as his work ethic.
Vice President of the Texas Legends and former NBA Coach of the Year, Del Harris, with us right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. Yes, we've been talking about the Dallas Mavericks. We've got to make a point to talk about their owner, Mark Cuban.